Okay, so that's a bit better. Trust me, if I take too long to feed them, they're just crazy. So, let's see, what do I want to do next? So you guys having fun? I wonder how many new faces we have today. I definitely see some familiar faces, but I see some names I don't recognize as well. Now, let's see, it's about 1 o'clock. I think I will do one more shorter improv, and then I will begin with toys. Now, for those of you who didn't read the description properly, there is going to be a lot going on in this file, and there are some items that you should have on hand for the actual file. Now, I imagine, considering the time of day, those on my terms are at work and unable to, but if any of you do happen to be free and at home, this file is best suited to be listened to in bed with a feather, some sort of cord, blindfold if you have it, and something meant to go into your butt, and any accompanying lube or cleanup supplies you like to have on hand. And this file's going to involve pegging. There will also be a non-pegging version, but I will definitely be recording the pegging parts today. So if those things skeeve you out, you might need to, you know, bounce for this one. But yeah, just take some time to get yourselves prepared. Face sitting, whips, femdom. This is a me-centric file, so it's very much so you are mine kind of talk. Bit of brainwashing, a lot of conditioning, not just mental but physical conditioning. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's not completely finished script-wise, so like I said, I'll probably have to improv the end, and if I need to, just script it out and change it later before I make it into a fully edited file. But in the meantime, what do I want to improv about? I'm going to be trying to keep this file, the tone, very light and flirty. You know, kind of sweeter side, like my sweet boy style. My sweet boy, just drop for me. I feel like that's kind of the voice I used for it. A nicer, sweeter, more lullaby-ish voice. I think it'll be really fun and really soothing. So, that's what we're going to go with for it. So, let's see. What do I want to improv about? It can be sweet and teasing and fun. I guess it'll have to be a GFA, girlfriend experience, to get the proper vibe on. Sorry, since I'm recording live, you can actually hear me drinking my water constantly. But, let's see. What do I want to do? What do I want to do? Ah. I got it. I put that in earlier. It's in the how-to guide. To turn off the tone, I can highlight the relevant section. Alright. It's very important to stay hydrated.
Barry did a blowjob on a beach thing, so he did a hydration audio, so that won't work.
Just relax, okay? Don't be so worried. I've got you, and we're just gonna have some fun, okay? Just relax, and you're supposed to regulate your breathing a bit, you know? Just the in and out. That's how it always goes in the books and the movies and everywhere you look, you know? They just breathe in and out. You can do that, right? It's easy enough. Really simple, and I'll do it too. It's really relaxing. And I can kind of feel my muscles untensing when I do it. I can feel myself filling up with life when I breathe in, and then when I exhale, it's just like all my burdens slip away. As the body goes, so too does the mind. And so when my body relaxes, it makes my mind relax. And as the mind goes, so too does the body. So as my mind relaxes, so too does my body. And it just feels really good, really nice to kind of peacefully calm myself. Just by breathing in and out. Big breaths, deep breaths, even breaths. And you can do it too. So just breathe for me, all right? It all starts with relaxing. A lowering of your guard, if you will. A letting down of any walls, and I just keeping you pent up inside. Oh, and it feels good to let them down. Feels good to relax. So why don't you just relax with me, okay? And we'll have some fun.
Now, I'm going to take a moment and I'm just going to kind of get my mind into the right place. And I just want to make sure that I'm in the headspace that will help me to bring you into the right headspace. So go ahead and use this moment yourselves to just relax. Just kind of shift around a little bit, squirm in your seats, squirm in your beds. Kind of rotate little bits of your body, like your shoulders and your neck. That was my elbow. Just stretch, you know? You really gotta stretch sometimes. And right before hypnosis is a great time. Well, that increased circulation is going to help you to relax even better. And so, just get up, you lazy little fucks. Get up and just stretch. Now... in this file, I do mention a picture. Where did I put my phone? There it is. I do mention a picture. So, and the picture is to be of a double-headed dildo that I own.
So I'm going to take a picture for you right now. I have it laid out. There we go. And I will show you guys what will be involved in this file. So it should pop up in a moment. There we go. And I want you to really get a good look at it. Because that's what's going to go inside of you. That's also what's going to go inside of me. So, I want you to be really able to picture that. The shorter side goes into me, and then there's, you can't really see it, but there's a place inside of the cock, the one that goes inside you, that there's room for a vibrator that I can use to really press my clit against, so that while I'm fucking you, I'm gonna get off too. So, I love that thing. It's fun. Honestly, the side that goes inside of me feels really big, with the way it presses the things it presses against. So, whew. Yeah. Now, part of this file involves me letting you know that I've put this inside of me, and since I wouldn't want to lie to you, I'm going to have to do that really quick. So, I don't have my harness with me, but since I won't be moving too much around with it in, I guess that won't matter. I'm a little wet, I have to admit, because this always excites me. But I'm not quite wet enough yet, so right now I just kind of have to push it in a little bit at a time. And of course there won't be the same kind of like pop as you'll feel when you go in your ass. Once I get it deep enough, there we go. I can just sit down and and yeah, I definitely feel that. And now I just have a little black silicone. Well, I guess it's not little. I have this big old dildo just sticking between my legs. I guess I should get a white one since, the black looks a little out of place when I'm not wearing, one of my, black dominatrix outfits. But, oh, this is gonna be fun. I can clench around it and really feel it. Also kind of makes me have to pee, but I don't think that that's actually a thing I need to do right now. Anyway. This file is, it starts off more instructional. I'm telling you what to do. And then after we perform certain actions, you perform certain actions for me. Then you, you get to, get hypnotized. And then we use all the stuff. Oh, hope I can concentrate with this in me. Game face. Dominatrix face. Thank you. I'm going to minimize Discord for the next hour, probably. Unless I'm taking a couple minutes break. So just keep that in mind. If my mic cuts out or something goes wrong, since sometimes Discord can't handle this many people in a voice chat, just like one person ping me. One person is allowed to ping me. And then I'll check it out. Okay. Let me just start a new track so I can find all this easily later. Moving my chair forward is a very fun experience right now.
Let's play with some toys, shall we? Why don't you show me yours and I'll show you mine? There's just a few things I want you to collect for me before we begin. One is a feather. Two, a blindfold or something you can cover your eyes with. Three, something that is meant to go into your butt. And any accompanying lube or cleanup supplies you like to have on hand to help with the mess after. And four, try not to be too scared by this one, a cable from a phone or anything else, really. This file involves pain within trance. Wouldn't it just be nice if we connected that a bit to pain in real life? It'll certainly be more effective. So, the most important thing you'll need is something to shove inside you. When I take you down into my world, inside your trance, guided by my words and irresistible control of you, I want to make sure you really feel it when I fuck you. And whether you think you're going to like it or not, you're going to like it. So pick a toy for me to shove inside you. You can just think of this as the warming up process. The stretching out to stretch you out so you can take this nice thick cock I have strapped to my hips right now. I bet you were a bit disappointed by the picture that goes with this file. A bit sad you don't get to see it attached to me, inside of me. Straps caressing the curve of my waist and reaching so intimately between my legs. It's nice and warm there. Nice and hot. But that picture should draw your interest back for a moment. Because that is my strap-on. That is my nice fake cock. And that is a nice big bit of black silicone that is shoved inside of me right now. And you will be taking the other half of it all the way inside you. So look close. Take a very thorough mental picture. When I shove it inside you, you won't be able to see it anymore. Just feel it. I've put it on. Right now while recording. I'm touching it right now. Stroking it. Thinking about how it is going to feel. The top of it touching and pressing into my clit as I slam into your ass. It's so big inside me, this double-ended dildo. I feel so full, and honestly, just sitting down makes it press. Well, the side you'll be sitting, well, the side you'll be taking in is bigger still. So take whatever toy you have and prepare it. And arrows are fun, so are butt plugs of all shapes and sizes. Just so long as it is something meant for your ass. While the idea of you explaining things to an X-ray tech amuses me, please don't be a dumbass. Stick to safe toys that will come out after I'm done fucking you. Just gather it all for now. I'll tell you when I want you to put it in. For this scene, I would also just love it if you had a blindfold. I'll be using mental bondage to keep you in place and, well, something over your eyes. Covering and blacking out everything else will help reinforce our fun. Anything will do, just wrapped over your eyes, so even when you open them, the stimulation of vision is taken from you. Holy fuck, I can feel this thing, like, throbbing in me. And maybe that's just me throbbing around it. A feather should be easy. And I really hope you have forks if... Oh, wait, I took that part out. Never mind. A feather should be easy. And the cable... Well, you'll find out. Don't ask questions or bother wondering why. Just be a good boy and obey. Trust me to take care of you, even when I'm hurting you, using you, controlling you. Just gather everything together and, yeah, I'll give you a moment. I have quite the collection, and I do so love to bring my toys out, show them off, and, of course, play with them. Play with you. Now, just relax. We'll start slow. Start sweet. Will you be my sweet boy and do what I tell you? I just know you will be. So, let's get started. Since you've already gathered everything together, I guess we just need to prep you. I want you naked for me. See to it. All clothes off. Strip down until there is nothing touching your bare flesh but air. And just take it in. Close your eyes. Focus on how your body feels. The heaviness of mortal skin. In some ways, just having a body makes you feel held in. Restrained. But more on that later. For now, just pay attention to what your body notices and feels. Since you are naked, you might think there is not so much, but if you really focus, you will find so many interesting observations and experiences. Just quiet your mind and still your body. Notice the temperature, how the air feels as it dances against your skin. Notice the relaxing of your muscles as you breathe. If you concentrate, you can feel vibrations. The vibration of being alive. The thump of your heartbeat. Let your mind come in tune with your body. Embrace who you are. Let a calmness and a stillness fall over you in a shroud of peace. Notice how very easy it is to just listen. To just exist. To just be mine for a bit. You don't even need to be in trance yet. Following my commands is a space in itself, and all you have to do is listen and obey. And you will feel everything I tell you. Starting with the intangible, the air against your skin. Feel even the faintest of tendrils from the displacement of air breezing near your body. Like a little self, it touches and teases, and since your concentration is on it, these feelings grow stronger. Feelings always grow stronger when you concentrate on them. Let it happen. Feel it tingle. Starting in your hands, your wrists, the touches of the air just starting to tingle. To excite as if faintly humming with electricity as the sensation travels. Moving both slow and fast up your arm. It's as if the sensation comes in two parts. And one part is slow and steady as it rises and warms and moves up. While the other bit of sensations dances quick against your skin. A tingle of sensation, not quite pleasure, though, at a loss of how to categorize it, your mind may very well recognize it as such. A tingle of pleasure that travels to your upper arms, across your shoulders and up your neck, warming your cheeks just faintly, before clashing into your head with intense sensation that just makes your whole body tingle. Good boy. Does that help make you tingle? Perfect. Now you are in tune with your body, ready to truly appreciate the vividly capture sensations as I give them to you. Open your eyes. Next to you, there is a feather. Pick it up and now close your eyes. Find your center and open yourself up to the conscious acknowledgement of all you feel. Take that feather and tease it against your skin. Just your arm at first. Light and gentle, just a tip, running it so it just barely touches the little hairs on your arm. Focus on the sensation that this causes. With your eyes closed, save and store this feeling, so that any time a feather is mentioned, your mind has a precedent for this gentle and teasing sensation. Now take that feather and find your most sensitive spot. Come on, you don't have to be hypnotized to serve. Have you yet realized the loss of control itself is the true joy you receive from me? My dominance and your obedience, and we don't need to pretend it is all because I brainwash you. No, it's because you want it. You want to be a good boy. A good little slave slut. So just obey. Just brush this feather against all of your most sensitive spots. Tickling is truly just a mental state. You can't really tickle yourself, even given the exact same stimulation as someone else would. So tickle yourself now. And bank the feelings and know that they will be amplified until you are just squirming for me later. As you tickle with your eyes closed, I want you to think the word tickle. And for the next 20 seconds or so, I want you to run that feather over the most sensitive parts of your body, focusing intently on the feeling, while I say the word tickle in various forms. Really feel the connection between my words and the tickly sensations you feel. Now, obey. Tickle, 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 tickling, tickly, tickle, tickling, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickling, tickling, tickle, 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 goochie, goochie, goo. Yeah. Good boy. Such a sweet boy. Open your eyes and put down the feather. Next up is the whip. I mean cable. Which you will use to whip yourself. Don't be afraid. It's just going to be a little bit of pain. Not more than you can take. Not this time, anyway. You want to be a masochist. It's a wonderful thing. Pain is pleasure, and you like pleasure. Pleasure at its core is just very intense sensation. And so is pain. And so it is so very understandable that in many people those wires cross, connect. And it all happens in your head, in which chemicals are released when exposed to certain stimuli. So it is just so very easy, with proper conditioning, for me to help your mind and body experience pain as pleasure. Partial pleasure, as the sting of pain still resides, but you aren't a pussy, are you, my pet? You can take a little pain for me, can't you? I mean, real physical pain that will leave real marks. I love leaving marks. So sit up. Be my sweet boy and slave, and just focus on what I am about to say. For this file, and only for this file, while some remnants may reside inside your mind and carry over into others, I want this only to be so long as you enjoy it. When you hear me snap my fingers, you will feel my whip. And to properly condition you, you must feel the sting of the whip. So bend that cable in half and hold it in your dominant hand. Move your hand until it is holding a comfortable amount of loop. To find just the right length, practice and lightly snap the loop over your shoulder, opposite from the hand it's in, so it hits the top of your back. Once you have found a good length for this, do it again. Harder. Enough to just feel a bit of a sting. Right now you can keep it comfortable, barely if even painful at all. But in a moment, I am going to snap my fingers, and with each snap, you are going to whip your back. Eyes closed, careful with your concentration. Be very careful not to hit your face if that is even a risk. You are doing it wrong. Your fist should be passing the side of your face with the cable coming down onto your back. And with each snap, you will strike. Hard enough to hurt, to sting, to let you really store this feeling, this sensation, to leave a bit of a physical reminder for later. Do not make yourself bleed or cause any irreparable harm. Just smack that cable into your back whenever I snap and know that I am whipping you with each snap. It's simple. Now, hit. Whip. Strike. Harder. Good boy, let those endorphins fill you. You can take it just a bit more. For me. Good boy. Good boy. Now stop. Relax. Release the cable from your grip. That's all. Store those sensations in your mind. These connotations, these connections I can draw out of you. A point of reference is always so useful, especially when it's recent. But I bet you were waiting for something else. Another physical sensation you are eager to feel. So I will give you a minute. I will just moan and say some dirty things while you take your time and start getting that ass of yours stretched out. Think of whatever you put in there as a smaller version of my fake cock. A little plug to prepare you so I can have a smooth ride without having to worry about you tightening up on me. Just lube it really, really good. You can keep your eyes open for this. Just go easy and there's no need to shove it in with no foreplay. Just tease around the entrance. Nice and lubed up. You can start with a finger if you're feeling dirty. Or just start rubbing the toy around your hole. Rimming the entrance and getting it slick, wet, and I'll stroke my strap on, and I'll get myself nice and wet as well. Did you know when I stroke it, I can feel it reverberating through the silicone all the way to the part of it shoved inside my pussy? Even when I'm not clenching on it, I can still feel like it's vibrating deep inside of me. When I stroke, I like to go all the way up to hover around and tease the tip of the cock. And all the way down, so first my palm hits my clit, and then I circle my hand around the cock so I can use my thumb to tease on it. Play with my little button until I can't stand anymore before going back up the shaft. Now don't get distracted. I want you penetrated. Pins on a nice thick cock connected to my body. Connected to inside my body. So just start pushing it inside you. Start pushing it in. Just a little bit inside. Prodding gently but insistent, just a bit, then giving in to your tight little asshole's resistance and coming back out. But it feels so good stretching you, rubbing against the sensitive flesh of your entrance, pushing in again a bit more firm. Make that hole give way to me. Take it in for me. Good boy. Bringing it out just a bit. And thrusting in deeper. Good boy. Deeper. Deeper with each thrust. Less and less of it coming out. More and more of it going in. Deeper, deeper, you can do it, all the way in until the thinnest part pops into place, and you feel full. Good boy. That will be staying there a while, so no need to focus on it just yet. Wipe your hands if you need to, and put your blindfold on. Lay back. I think we are ready to begin. Now, just relax. Just breathe. Nice and deep. Nice and even. You are already in a subby headspace. You've done so good and followed all of my commands. Just like a good slave boy always should. Compliance brings reward. Obedience brings release. Surrender your mind. Present me with your free will. Offer your obedience. Because it just feels so good to do so. Relax. Breathe. Let your muscles unwind with each breath. You are already so in tune with your body, and all I ask is you continue to feel that connection. Right now, it's okay if you don't want to think. Thinking is so complicated. Letting your mind sleep is so simple. Just letting your conscious mind hibernate. Sink back into a comfy den and sleep. Focus on just being. Just being a good boy. As any distractions just fade out of your awareness. You are feeling intense sensations from inside your ass right now. And that's okay. That's right. Let those sensations for now just mix in with all the other background stimuli that may present itself. This includes any thoughts outside what you are told to think. It's just chatter, just noise. Easy to dismiss from your awareness. Easy to put away. Just relax. Just breathe. Nice and deep. Nice and even. Just like a good slave boy always should. Compliance brings reward. Obedience brings release. Surrender your mind. Present me with your free will. Offer your obedience. Because it just feels so good. Eyes closed under the weight of your blindfold. Even if you were to open them, you would see nothing. Your sight is stripped from you. Unnecessary. And just like any other stimuli that I deem unnecessary, your mind naturally marks it as unimportant, to be ignored for right now. Only my words and my voice are important. And by being nice and still, and breathing deep and even, your mind is free to focus on my voice. To feel so good as you simply follow my voice. As I lead you down, down, deeper. Feel my words pulling you deeper. Each one grabbing and sinking you down. Lulling you into a relaxed and calm state of being. So peaceful. So easy to obey. So easy to relax. Already deep into subspace. Already such a good boy, my sweet boy. Already to go even deeper for me. To drop for me. Slave, drop. Compliance brings reward. Obedience brings release. Surrender your mind. Present me with your free will. Offer your obedience. Because it just feels so good. Relax. Breathe. Go deeper. Release yourself from subversive thoughts and simply accept my words as your truth. And your truth is your reality. You are in a state where you are highly suggestible, and since you are naturally submissive, for you, this means your mind is like a puppy and so badly wants attention, wants to do tricks and to be told what to do. And every time you obey one of my commands, you receive my attention, positive attention. And condition yourself to want and need to follow more of my commands. The more you follow, the more you obey. The deeper you go, the better you feel, and the happier you are. Compliance brings reward. Obedience brings release. Surrender your mind. Present me with your free will. Offer your obedience. Because it just feels so good. Relax. Breathe. Go deeper. Sleeve. Take your ankles, stretch them out, and cross them. Feel as if they are bound together, leather straps binding them tight. Even if you want it, there is no escape. You cannot move them, and you cannot free yourself until I release you, in whatever form I choose. I flip you onto your stomach, leaving your back and ass bare to me. Good boy. Compliance brings reward. Obedience brings release. Surrender your mind. Present me with your free will. Offer your obedience. Because it just feels so good. Relax. Breathe. Go deeper. Slave. Take your arms and stretch them above your head. Stretch and touch your hands together as you stretch. And relax. Wrists crossed against each other. Hands high above your head but still resting on the bed. Feeling thick, tight leather strap. Wrapping around and binding you down, pinning you to the bed, able to shift about for comfort, but unable to separate your wrists or bring your hands down until I release you, however I see fit. You are mine, and such a cute toy. I love toys. I have a massive collection. You should feel proud to be a part of it. Since you really are just another one of them. Another toy. My toy. Sweet boy. Just relax. Know that you are bound up and unable to move your wrists or ankles from their position until I release you, however I see fit. The rest of your body, however, is able to move and to squirm. Feel to writhe about like the little slut you are while I torment you. And no matter how much I torment you, there is no escape, no possible way to be free. You may beg as much and as loudly as you want, but no release will come until I say so. You are just a toy, so very fun to play with. Your entire purpose is to be played with. And so you are always so very happy when I play with you. The desire to prove pleasing and to be a good boy is a very natural part of you. So no matter how intense the sensations I give are, no matter how much you squirm and shout, you cannot move your wrists or ankles. You can pull at them, feeling as you do the resistance of leather straps holding you tight. Pull for me. Try. Try and find how firmly you are held. It's fun to struggle. And yet, so pointless. You cannot escape. Your body is held down. And it feels good. Relax. Relax into the feeling of being trapped. Of being restrained and helpless. And for the next few moments, no matter what you hear, you cannot move. Just feel your mind sinking with the silence as I step away for a moment. Good boy. Good boy. Just floating. Your body is held down, and it feels good. Relax into the feeling of being trapped, of being restrained and helpless. So many parts of you. So very helpless. your arms high up, leaving your preciously sensitive underarms exposed, vulnerable, ready to be played with. You can't see me, the blindfold ensures that. All you have to know where I am is the sound of me moving around you. The sense and the feel of a prey being stalked by a predator as I walk around. From side to side, touching here and there, leaving you no way to know where I will strike next. What I will do to you. The anticipation and excitement fills you. Your breathing quickens. You cannot escape. Your mind going within, deeper to find a stored memory of being tickled, of the sensations, not just from yourself from earlier, but going back even earlier, to when you were younger. Recall a moment when you were tickled till you screamed and shouted and giggled. How intense it was. Remember who did it? How long? How fun it was. But most of all, remember that intense sensation of needing to get away. That intense tickle. Connect those feelings together and bind them to the word tickle. Even though your conscious mind sleeps so sweetly now, your subconscious mind was eavesdropping. Was cataloging the sensations as I made you play earlier. And it is just so easy for your subconscious to comprehend my intent and facilitate my will. Making it so whenever you hear any form of the word tickle from me, you feel the intense sensation of being tickled. And because you are being tickled, each consecutive tickle increases intensity, increases your desire to squirm away from the too intense physical sensation. The air becomes thicker as I lean in close. As you feel a tickle against your chest, a soft, gentle brush from a feather attached to a stick I hold in my hand. I run it along your skin, up to circle your nipples, down to play against your belly. It tickles, just a little bit at first, but it tickles. And every time I say tickle in any form, you will feel that sensation of intense ticklishness, an intense tingling that will make you gasp and moan as it grows stronger every time I, and only I, say tickle, or tickling, or tickling. It makes you ticklish. Such an intense sensation as I tickle your belly, as I move the feather, bring it to the right side of your torso, to where you are just so sensitive, and I run it up and down. Tickling you as the urge to squirm runs through you. Tickle. Tickle. You shift your body to the left as you try to escape my feather on your right. Tickling you. Teasing you as I move it slowly, torturously, teasingly, tickling up your side towards your armpit. You are helpless as you know the path I am taking and squirm so much. My tickling causing an increasingly powerful trickling of sensation to make you gasp and moan and try. Try to get away. But you fail. Fail to escape because there is no place to escape. Your arms are bound above your head, and I am merciless as I bring my feather down to tease against your skin and tickle you. Again and again, squirming so much now.
Poor baby, it tickles so much, doesn't it? Your skin becoming more and more sensitive with each passing slide of the feather. I move it up towards a part of you just know is going to be ticklish. Up back towards that armpit, so very, very ticklish. And where your stretched out arms leave your pit so helpless as I run my feather over it. And you squirm and are held fast as I tickle you again. Tickle. It's so much fun. You are so sexy when you squirm for me. All that wriggling flesh and contracting muscles. I adore it. You know what else I adore? Hurting you. Not emotionally, I'm not that cruel, but, and not permanently. Why break one's toys except in ways no one will see for the purpose of making them better? I take good care of my toys. I always strive to make them better. But I am a sadist. You knew that coming in. And I always have to repress myself to a certain degree because I take such delight, such sexually gratifying joy in hurting you, causing you pain. Watching you squirm as the whip tickles your flesh is just so fucking lovely. I need it. I need you. Broken and defeated at my feet. All resistance torn from your flesh until you are nothing but a blubbering object. Not even a person, just a reflection of my will. I love that feeling as if I've had a good workout. That satisfied release from my efforts against your skin. And yet, I feel affection for you. I like you. I want you to enjoy our play just as much so I can keep hurting you. And so, I can only hurt you so much as you can take. But just like with bigger and bigger toys in the ass, acceptance of pain is something that can be trained, something that can progress, something that can be conditioned. And you want to make me happy, don't you? Want to suffer for my pleasure? I know you do. You know what is best. It's best to comply, best to be my toy. To be abused in such fun ways. I'm going to whip you. My whip is long and leather and black mixed in with blue braiding. Such a tiny tip. Feel how soft it is as I rub the leather against your skin. It's brand new, so the colors still pop. The brilliant, shiny blue leather I had made special. Mixing so beautifully with the black. So new you can smell the musky scent. I just love it. I can make it crack. And soon I will do that to your back. Don't worry, I promise not to break the skin. Just to leave marks on your bound body. Little red welts you will cherish until they fade. You will always cherish marks I give you. Marks given in the heat of the moment, my cold calculation during a scene mixed with passion. Passion that gives rise to rising red all over you. And you will love each and every one. Every time you see them, you will remember our time so fondly. Every time you feel soreness in your ass from my penetration, you will remember our time so fondly.
so excitedly. Now, in a moment, I am going to snap my fingers. When I do, I want the clear image of me in your head, dressed in your favorite bondage outfit for a woman. Hair and makeup, just as you like. My eyes piercing and dark, deep blue orbs that penetrate you to your core. Whip in hand, ready to be unfurled and snapped against you. And when I snap, when you hear me snap, you will feel pain. Lovely, delicious play. Lovely, delicious pain. A wonderful line of heat striking against your back. You remember how that feels? Go back to how it felt earlier when I had you whip yourself for me. That quick sting and blossoming heat. Every time I snap, that feeling will burst in your mind. And since snaps have so long been associated with pleasure, and pain and pleasure just go so well together, simply bind the two in your mind. My snaps, your pain and pleasure. You know you can do it. You know you can do anything I tell you. Your mind is powerful, and it is just so easy to let me harness that to my desires. My desires are your desires, and it is just so easy to relax. Relax more and more with every searing snap. Relax and realize the pain is a gateway. Each strike sending you further and further into subspace, into acceptance of who you are and how good it feels to be claimed this way. How good it feels to be this way. Submissive, owned, used, mine. Are you ready, my good boy? Ready to suffer for me? To take pain and process it as pleasure. I know you are. Good boy. My sweet boy. I'll count down to the first snap so you can prepare your mind. 5. Anticipate the feeling. 4. The pain. 3. The pleasure. 2. Mixed. 1. Feel the crack of my whip against your skin, against your back. Sweet, stunning agony in a line of fire that crashes into you again and again. The heat hits you. When I pause, you feel as if your body is vibrating as it shudders at the shock to your system. Again, I raise my hand, tail of leather dripping from it. Feel it. Take it. Take it, my good boy. Take the intense pain and recognize it for merely the sensation it is. That's all it is. A sensation. All pain is just sensation, and if you ride it, if you focus on it just right, you can flick a switch in your mind and your brain will recognize it as more than just pain. More than just agony. But a sensation. The most intense sensation of all. Just relax into it. Relax and let it take you deeper. Ease your mind. Ride it. Ride the pain. And as you ride it, notice how your mind seems to escape it. Still feeling it. Feeling the intense lashing, the heat searing into your skin with each snap, each crack of my whip striking you, causing you intense pain. But your mind copes with it. Better with every strike. As you endure it, your tolerance grows. You must remember, slave, pain is an illusion. It is there to let you know something is wrong. But you can train your brain, or rather I can train you, into noticing that blaring warning going off and quieting it. Just accepting it. Accepting I will hurt you as much as I like, and that I really like to hurt you. And feeling in this pain release. Sweet, wonderful freedom. Shriving away all of your sins. It's cathartic. Each lash stinging, but bringing so much release. Each snap taking you deeper as you sink deeper into trance to help you get through it. Feeling released from your worries. Feeling punished for all of your guilts, and in this punishment, finding absolvement. Take it. You will take everything I have to give you, and more. You would take so much more. Feeling that release hit you again and again. And the more I hurt you, the more you see the truth of my words. The more you relax into your bindings and cease squirming against your leather restraints. You may cry out as the whip strikes you. But that is a release all in its own and good. Good boy. But even though you cry out, you find a part of you has begun to accept it. To relax into it. To find release with each swishing sound, each burst of pain. You find you concentrate less on the pain, to where the sharpness fades into the background, overtaken by the heat and the release. Good boy. You find each snap, each hit starts to send you deeper into subspace, deeper into a floaty, happy, peaceful place. Acceptance and submission overwhelm you, cover you. You are blissed out. Deeper. Your mind sinks deeper with each hit, surrendering completely to me, completely to my will and my whip. Good boy. Sweet boy. That's enough.
There, there. It's okay. Good pet. Sweet pet. You did so good. Just relax into your bindings as I stroke your hair, as you feel my fingers gently massaging and rubbing over the welts on your back. You did so good. You are doing so good. Just relax. Just enjoy subspace. Floaty and not quite here. Just float for me. Just float. Float as I stroke your back softly. My fingers caressing each welt. Approving over each raised red line, signifying your complete surrender to me. My claim to you. You feel pride. Intense, fierce pride at knowing you took it all for me. Such a beautiful thing, your submission to my sadism, to our joint release. I too feel at ease now, my pet. At ease and released. Breathing slowing and relaxing as the high from dominating you continues to buzz inside me. You are mine. I say it while stroking you, possessively looking at my claim on you, my marks. You will treasure them. You will feel them for the next few days. And every time you come back to listen to this file, you will feel them reapplied. You will feel my hits become more intense. You will take more pain for me and feel more release each time, finding it therapeutic, cathartic, finding it helps to relieve stress, but only from this file. You will not seek pain from yourself or from an abusive situation. Only happy, healthy, kinky relationships and scenes. And dominant women who care will give you this release when you feel pain. Sadism mixed with affection is the most powerful tool for conditioning. I break you down, and then I comfort you. Quickly induced Stockholm syndrome takes hold of your mind and emotions.
I whip you. I make you cry and in pain, and yet after I am done, it is me you come to for comfort, for approval. You have my approval. You have done so good. Good boy. Just float for a moment. As you drift here, so hazy, you feel me moving around you. I undo your binding so I can position you, flip you onto your back so you can feel your marks from our play rubbing against the sheets. You can squirm a little bit, it's okay. Feel the heat and bruised pain. I lift your legs a bit and blindfolded, you cannot see what I do. But you can hear. Hear the sound of latex stretch and snapping into place. Smelling the rubber as I glove one of my hands. You can feel the cold, cool touch of my looped fingers rubbing against your hole. Removing your plug, but quickly replacing it with my fingers. To tease at your rim and then thrust inside. You do like that, don't you, slut? That's right, you are my slut, my good boy. And you like having your little man pussy penetrated. I can turn any part of you into a hole for me to fill. Your mind was easy. This hole will be easier still. You feel two fingers now, thicker and wiggling as I shove them inside you. Since you were a good boy and prepared yourself, it's so easy for me to add a third as well. You are groaning as I place your legs over my shoulders, as I lean in close to breathe against your hot skin, to take my lips and run them from your taint up to the underside of your balls, sucking lightly on them, faint, gentle pressure that feels so good. As I shove my fingers in deeper and deeper, I'm going to fuck you brainless. It shouldn't be hard considering what your mind already is. Blank and blissed out. My fingers inside you simply send you even deeper into a submissive headspace. Sweet trance. And as I pull them out, you know something else is going in. Your fingers clench into fists when I released your ankle so I could spread you wide for me. I left your wrists entwined in the leather, your two hands bound together and connected to a single strip that connects to the top of the bed. Simply spinning when I flipped you, leaving you still so very helpless, so very mine. Mine as you feel something bigger, something denser, touching against your entrance. Your mind can only imagine, since your eyes are covered into blindness. Remember my strap-on? Nice and big. It's already inside me. And soon, its other half will be inside you. Relax your ass. Get ready to take it. Take everything I give you, because you can, you are my good boy. Feeling the dildo press, insistent on being let in, until with a moan you feel it enter you. It's almost like your ass sucks it in, so greedy for it. You greedy little slut. It's a little bigger than you are used to, but you can take it. It's easy to take whatever I give you. As I push, moaning as I feel the dildo inside my pussy rubbing against my inner walls. Crying out as with one good thrust, I bury myself inside you. All gentleness is gone now. My pace quickly picks up as I slam into you. Lifting your legs high up, I hold them there as I fuck you. As my strap-on rubs against my clit, sending waves of pleasure into me as waves of penetrative pleasure slam into you. Again and again. I take one hand and I wrap it around your cock. My eyes are on yours, even though you have on your blindfold. I know where they are, and you can feel my gaze sinking into you, dominating you. Dominating you as my hand uses your cock as a handle. As I pull it towards me, as I thrust inside of you, as I fuck you. Fuck you as if you were a girl and missionary, your ankles almost at your head. Fuck you, just the way you want, just the way you like, you dirty little slut. But I'm in charge. I'm in charge as I stroke your cock. I'm in charge as I thrust into you. You control nothing. You can do nothing except take it as I fuck you, as I thrust into you, as you feel me penetrating you again and again. Feelings intense as it starts to rub against your prostate, as my cock inside of you starts to tickle at it, tease at it, stimulate it, as that deep, intense pleasure pushes into it again and again. Until you feel something building, intense pleasure building as I fuck your ass. Intense pleasure building as I stroke your cock. Intense pleasure building. As my other hand starts to come down, smacking on you. Smacking on your thigh, smacking on your chest. Smacking and giving you little bursts of pain. Smacking as it twists your nipples, tweaks your nipples. Smacking as I fuck you again and again, and the pain and the pleasure they mix. The pain and the pleasure continue to grow stronger and build something inside of you. As one hand strokes your cock, the other hand twists your nipple. As one hand plays with your balls, the other hand pinches and twists and teases. I smack down hard on your inner thigh. Your legs are spread before me. It's an easy mark. And the pleasure just shocks into you. The pain just drives into you. And they combine. And the endorphins that run, they become more powerful because there's two of them. Oh, there's more than two. So many chemicals of pleasure, so many chemicals of sensation intensely twine in your mind as I thrust and I fuck. And you fucking take it, you dirty little whore. That's it, that's right. Harder, feel the pleasure building stronger. Feel your prostate getting all the stimulation it needs to start vibrating. To feel waves of intense sensation drifting over your entire body, rising over your entire body, washing over every single inch of you. Condensing in your head, condensing somewhere lower, condensing and growing stronger as I hurt you, stronger as I fuck you, stronger as I stroke you, as you get closer and closer and closer to something big, something beautiful, something marvelous and wonderful. And in a moment, I'm going to stroke you so fast. As I stroke inside of you so fast, as you can feel my cock rubbing against the inner walls of your ass, as every time I pull it almost out, almost till the tip is just there, and I slam back in, slam harder, fuck you harder, again and again. You're a dirty little whore, and you can take whatever I want to give you. You're a dirty little slut, and you want whatever I give you. Your ass is greedy, and it sucks me in again and again as the dildo runs inside me. And my thrusts become more passionate. I start to rock a little bit. I start to twist a little bit, twisting so my clit rubs rubs into the edge of the dildo, rubs in as I thrust inside of you as I come closer, as the cock inside of me feels bigger. And in a moment, I want you to come for me. Come hard. Come from your prostate. Come from your cock. Come from your mind. Intense pleasure, intense sensations, all of them running and combining and building and bursting again and again and again. Oh, running through you. As I thrust into you again and again and again. And your legs feel stretched and you feel like a helpless little whore. You are a helpless little slut. As I fuck you like the dirty little slut you are. And you just take it. You take it again and again and again and again and again. And it gets stronger. The sensations build. You feel them. You feel like you're shorting out. You feel like everything is bursting and bright and beautiful. And come. Come for me. Come for me, my dirty little slut. Feel that intense burst of pleasure. Bust out. Bust. Burst. Oh, sensations tickling across your skin. Tickling as I tweak here and there, as I pinch, as I smack, as I slap, as I thrust, as I fuck. As you take it, and you come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Mine. Mine. My sweet boy. Feeling a sense of loss as I pull out. As the cock, still drenched with lube, falls out to slap against your thigh. As I lower your legs and I pull back. Oh. My moan as I take the other end out. Ah! The intense feeling of satisfaction and spent, drained. As I collapse next to you, cuddling up to your bound body, not releasing you, just resting my head on your chest as I take my hand and I stroke it up and down your body. Feeling you, feeling what's mine. My good boy, my sweet boy. Just relax. Just let your mind float. Just enjoy this moment. This afterglowy acceptance of intense sensation. Just release. Feel me release your wrists, letting them come down to hold me as I hold you, as we hold each other, and we float together in orgasmic and happy bliss. Good boy. My sweet boy. You did so good. So perfect. Good boy. My sweet boy. Compliance is rewarded. Just drift. Drift and remember. The next time you listen to this file, all of the sensations will become even more intense. The next time you come get fucked by me, you will feel me going deeper and taking you deeper. Because that's how conditioning works. We override your brain and create a path inside of it. And every time we use that path, it becomes a bit more permanent, a bit more pronounced, a bit more intense. My good boy, my sweet boy, you did perfect. Such a good little slut for me. I love using you and owning you. But I want you to remember that all of these triggers, only have these effects in this specific file. Any translations to other files will only be because you want them to be. Only so long as it feels good, as it feels right, as you are enjoying it, and the sensations. Good boy. My sweet boy. It's time to wake up. One. Two. Three. Feeling awareness coming back to you. Four. It's okay if you feel drained and spent and don't want to move. I'll stay with you for a little bit. I'll stay with you until your awareness is where it needs to be. And with that thought in mind, five. Wake up. There you go. Good boy. You know, it's normal after a scene, after I play with you, to feel a bit worn out. To have your mind still be kind of hazy and not really sure what's going on. Coming back as if you were drugged and just... It's like waking up from the nicest nap, isn't it? And that's why aftercare is always so very important after an intense scene like ours. Aftercare to let you know that I'm still here for you, and for as long as you need me, I will take care of you. It's where I wrap you with a blanket, I cuddle you in my arms, I stroke your hair, and I whisper sweet nothings into your ear. That you're such a good person. Excuse me. And I always enjoy this moment, this feeling of intimacy and closeness, this shared moment of a memory of what we've just done, feeling how it connects us on such a deep and primal level, how you so instinctively curl into me seeking comfort. Comfort after I've just hurt you so much. I need it too, this aftercare, you know. I need to know that you enjoyed yourself, that you had fun, that I didn't go too far. I need to cuddle you just as much to reassure me that everything is good and to help me wind down from my top space. As the adrenaline of hitting you and of fucking you kind of fades away, I'm left with my own sense of weariness, but in a good way. It's that good exhaustion that... it's very happy for me. And I need you with me during this time. I need you so I can know that I'm taking care of you. So the side of me that nurtures can come out. Replacing the sadism, wiping away your tears, kissing your head, and always, always telling you what a good boy you are, what a good job you did. You did perfect, my perfect little pet. And it's great, and I feel great. And I know you feel great too. I ask you how it feels. Are you sore? Are you okay? I give you water as you sleepily blissed out, smile at me. And that smile, it just lights me up. It makes me feel so very protective. So affectionate. Because you're mine. My good boy.
It is going to be a bitch to go through and edit all that later. It's what, up to like almost 3 hours of recording bits. I missed a couple spots, I'm afraid. I'm new to this, recording the whole thing, but also keeping it on track, so it'll be easier for me to edit files from the live recording bit later. I'm out of water and that makes me sad. But, still some tea.
So what do you guys think? You like it? I think it'll be a really fun file. I think it'll be decently well received. The pain and actually like whipping yourself is a bit new, but what's life without a little bit of experimentation? Masochism really can be conditioned into somebody. I do it with all the subs I play with, since honestly I'm more sadistic than any of the subs I play with are masochistic, so I'm over the course of time making them all more masochistic via conditioning, sort of like this, similar to this, where we'll have entire scenes where every time they feel pleasure they also feel pain, every time they feel pain they also feel pleasure. And I kind of really drill it into them, not just through hypnosis, but just in general, where every time they come, I hurt them as well, you know, as they're fucking me, as they come inside of me, I twist their fucking nipples and really make them associate pleasure and specifically sexual pleasure with pain. It's really something I enjoy in my personal life, so I figured it would be a great file to try and condition from a distance too, I suppose. Yeah. I had fun. The improv at the end, I guess, was a little repetitive at parts, but it's hypnosis, so I can get away with that. And I did, of course, have to pee in the middle of it. And had to take this short little break. But the one fun thing about hypnosis is you can just leave people floating for a little bit and they'll be perfectly happy, won't you? One problem is, since I have all of this on one Audacity tab, I can't actually tell how long the file's going to be. Because I'm going to have to go back and check all the tracks to see. I feel like it's got to be at least an hour's worth, right? I feel like it is. I still have to make the not pegging bits for it, which is going to be face sitting. But sorry, I've just noticed in the script it said snooth instead of smooth, so I had to fix that. But yeah, I am not currently sure when my next live recording will be. Who knows? I have some stuff I have to do first. I'm gonna do some commissions next month, or rather personalized shit. I'm thinking I'll do like layers personalized. It might be a good way. But I do plan on starting to record these a little more often. I'm going to take off now. And hopefully you guys will come back to reality nice and pleasantly. Because I want to go see how this sounds.